Hello, we will study the topic of faith above reason. We are in excerpt number 61. You can find the sources that we're reading here and also send us questions on Tzviva Tova. Selected questions will be asked here. So, faith above reason.
Faith above reason. There is a level of thinking, a level of existence of mind and emotion, which basically is that are two components, there's no more. So there's that on the level of the will to receive that the Creator created, and that's where we exist. And there is a level of existence, which means an experience of the mind and emotion in the will to bestow, which is another level, a second level. It is a state where the Creator exists. And that's how we have to see ourselves. We're getting an opportunity to rise from the current degree, the first degree, to the next degree. That's our work. Why is it called above reason? Faith above reason, because faith is the degree of Bina, where reality is perceived through vessels of bestowals, vessels of Bina, and the sense of connection with others. When I feel the desire of others as more important than my own desire, and now I can't feel it. I can only feel myself. And I do only what is seemingly good for me. Seemingly, because it's incorrect, because by that I detach myself from the whole kli of Adam HaRishon, and I only feel myself, my own cell in this reality, and I actually don't feel the whole world, the whole reality, none of it. So rising from the degree of reason, Malchut, to the degree of above reason, Bina, means exiting from this world to the upper world, the next world. And we have to make this exit as soon as possible. It has nothing to do with life or death of the physical body, of course. It only relates to the perception of reality. And then we will start experiencing reality in a different way and see how the Creator set everything up for us. Everything that we're going through now in our world and what exists in the eternal world. And so here, in these excerpts that talk about faith above reason, how we rise to the spiritual level from the corporeal level, we want to feel what it's about and what we need to do in order to realize it. Please.
Reading excerpt number 61 from the sources on the topic of faith above reason. It's taken from Shamati 40 by Baal Sulam. What is the measure of faith in the Rav? When one is engaged in the rite, the time is right to extend upper abundance, because the blessed adheres to the blessed. In other words, since one is in a state of completeness, called blessed, in that respect, one presently has equivalence of form, since the sign of completeness is if one is in gladness. Otherwise, there is no completeness. It is as our sages said, the Shekhinah is present only out of gladness of a mitzvah. The meaning is that the reason that brings him joy is the mitzvah, meaning the fact that the Rav had commanded him to take the right line. It follows that he keeps the commandment of the Rav, that he was allotted a special time to walk on the right and a special time to walk on the left. And left contradicts the right, since left means when one calculates for oneself and begins to examine what he has already acquired in the work of the Creator, and he sees that he is poor and indigent. Thus, how can he be in wholeness? Still, one goes above reason because of the commandment of the Rav. It follows that all his wholeness was built on above reason, and this is called faith.
Meaning a person who looks at himself and he doesn't understand what's going on to him, with himself. Well, if it's with regards to this world, you know, it's the trouble of many. It's half the comfort, because no one knows what's happening. But if it's with regards to the spiritual world, he's already several years on the path, he doesn't understand anything, doesn't know what's happening, there's no chance to achieve anything, or there is, but he doesn't know when it's going to happen. And he starts asking, what's going on? Why does the Creator relate to me this way? And that's interesting, that specifically this way, he begins to realize that the entrance to spirituality is not about how he describes himself, how he thinks about himself. It is rather when he completely disregards what he has, and he only needs to think of describing the Creator, and that's it. And he himself does not exist. Only the upper reality exists, and all the rest is simply what appears to him in order to obstruct him, to disconnect him from sensing the Creator, from the reality of the Creator, because the reality of the Creator is that there's none else besides him. None else besides him. So, the more we nullify ourselves to the point that there is nothing, nothing outside the Creator, and seeing his desire everywhere, portraying our reality, people, the planet, the universe, everything. The Creator portrays this to us so that we will cling to him despite all that. And this way we come to adhesion. And the sign that I'm reaching it is joy. So he says this, when a person is engaged in the right, meaning where everything is ruled by the Creator, then the time is ripe to receive the upper abundance. One draws the influence, the upper force over him of bestowal, because he's always on the right. The right means the Creator, the force of bestowal. because the blessed clings to the blessed, because he's in the same inclination, direction as the Creator. Meaning, since a person is in a state of wholeness called blessed, because he says that everything is ruled by the upper force, then he has equivalence of form. He's in the same state as the Creator. He's open for him. Because the sign for wholeness is if a person has joy. Because he openly sees the Creator, in adhesion with the Creator, so he has joy. And it's like our sage, otherwise he has no wholeness. And that's like what our sages said, the divinity only dwells out of the joy of a commandment. Meaning it's a commandment. They said you have to come to a point where you're open before the Creator, and as a result you'll have joy. Meaning that the reason that brings joy is the commandment. Meaning the fact that the Rav commanded him to go on the right line, meaning that he carries out the commandment of the Rav, what the Rav has told him, that there has been a special time set for walking on the right, and a special time for walking on the left. And because the left contradicts the right, because left means when, it needs to be on two different times, because the left means when he self-scrutinizes, when he makes his own calculations, what about me, what about the Creator, everything towards me. And he starts looking at what he already acquired in the work of the Creator, and he sees that he's naked and has nothing, meaning he didn't acquire anything. He didn't understand anything to begin with, and now he understands less. He's even more confused. So how can he be in wholeness? It's like a person who's in a forest and doesn't know where to go. So this is exactly the place, the spot, that even though that's happening because of the commandment of the Rav, who told him to be in wholeness, he's going above reason, which means that all of his wholeness is built above reason, and this is called faith. He receives the vessels from the Rav if he can cling to the Rav despite being in a very lowly state himself. But if he can be in joy because he follows what the Rav has instructed him to do, then he receives the degree of above reason, and then he can start seeing that there he finds the sensation of the Creator. That's where the Creator is, detached from the Malchut, detached from his vessels of reception, detached from his egoistic calculations. That's how he comes to faith above reason. Okay, I'm not seeing that we have questions, so let's move on.
Excerpt number 62 from Rabash, article 924, and God spoke to Moses. All the arguments that a person can make are only where reason affirms it. But above reason, anything might happen, except we must increase the faith that a Creator can help above nature. In fact, it is impossible to receive something above nature before one decides that this cannot happen within nature. And only after one despairs from nature can he ask for help from above, to be given help above nature.
שוב, קטע 62.
Again, excerpt number 62. All the arguments that a person can make are only where reason affirms it. But above reason, anything might happen, except we must increase the faith that the Creator can help above nature. In fact, it is impossible. In fact, it is impossible to receive something above nature before one decides that this cannot happen within nature. And only after one despairs from nature can he ask for help from above, to be given help above nature.
All
right, I'll tell you, I feel that you're all tired. Oh, and you feel that this as well?
We should sing a song and go to the preface.
So let's do it.
Okay, song and preface.
Love is never really yours. True love is never really mine. It's not decided by success. It's neither ugly nor sublime. True love is never bound by time. True love is never bound by space. When it exists, it rises high. Well, in its embrace, when love is born, it sets you free. It needs no word that you and me. True love is giving everything. It is the soul that shines within. It shines within. True love is never really yours. Love is never really mine. It's not decided by success. It's neither ugly nor sublime. True love is never bound by time. True love is never bound by space.